Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as viewing me, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you're trying to figure out what possibly is going on in this world concerning Afghanistan, again, it's just, I'm going back to what I know is the Lord. I know that He's pre-warned and forewarned us concerning every step of the way, concerning what is taking place today. Folks, we have information coming from lawenforcement.com. We have information coming from eyewitnesses concerning missionaries as to who is funding the Taliban, who's arming the Taliban. Now it's in the light. Of course, we told you this 3, 4, 5 years ago, and people say it's a conspiracy theorist. Now, law enforcement comes out and shows pictures, and it's all over the net now. That is the gift of prophecy, friends. It's prophetic. It's being led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, and showing us things to come as He promised that He would. Well, guess what? He still does. And it's interesting because a lot of people are just sitting back right now saying, well, what just happened over in Afghanistan? Remember, the war was only supposed to last for 6 months? You guys all remember this? It was only supposed to last for 6 months. How many years later? 20 years later? They say it's the longest war that has now come to a consummation. And now I guess we just withdrew from them. Well, where are all those soldiers going? Well, they're coming back home. Well, in many cases, what were they over there for so long? What were they being trained up to do? Because we know that when they were over there, if it wasn't the Taliban that was being armed by the CIA, well, then we know that our soldiers, the good ones, were actually told that we're not going to wipe out the enemy. We're going to tie one of your arms behind your back, and then you're going to do what you're told concerning those said bad guys that the mainstream media continuously inundates the American people with. Oh, how does that work? Well, they didn't wipe out the enemy. No, because they didn't want to wipe out the enemy, because they're the creator of the enemy. If terrorism ever comes into this land, if tyranny ever comes into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. They're creating monsters, friends. Who's creating the chaos? The same ones telling you that they want to bring in a new order. And that's exactly what they're doing. But this is the point I want to make. Where are all those soldiers going? Well, they're coming back into America now. We know that that was a drug war, too, by the way, over in Afghanistan. It was our military. If you have not seen the documentary called The Hornet's Nest, you'll see our soldiers going through barracks after barracks after barracks of them guarding drugs, illegal drugs. This is not a joke, okay? And this has been going on in this country far too long, and Americans need to wake up now and get the conspiracy theories out of your mind concerning theories and understand that they are, in fact, conspiracies. How many times conspiracy is brought up in the book of Kings alone is incredible. Conspiracies are very real. Are things going the direction that they should be going, Americans? No, they're going just the exact opposite. Well, I thought you said it was just a theory. Americans, you need to wake up as to what's taking place in your own country. I want to show you one such lesbian soldier. And again, keep in mind, I was raised to believe that these people were backwards, and they are. And it's interesting, this lesbian right here takes aim not at a foreign enemy, but she takes aim at the American people. This is where the soldiers are coming back to in America, and this is their mindset. I want you to check this out, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this lesbian had to say, because nobody else would attack their own people but this particular lesbian. Listen carefully.
The military actually get deployed within the United States. That weapon is not just pointed at other people, other countries. It's pointed at you. If you do not get in your house when I tell you to, you become the enemy. Martial law. Understand that if active duty military actually get deployed within the United States, that weapon is not just pointed at other people, other countries. It's pointed at you.
Whoa.
If you do not get in your house when I tell you to, you become the enemy. Martial law.
Wow. Now, I hope this explains to the American people as to why Adolf Hitler used, for those that didn't know, it's called the Pink Swastika. You can watch the documentary or you can read the book, but Adolf Hitler's SS were masculine homosexuals. Why? Because they would do their biddings for them. What are you beginning to see surface today, right? They attack. What are they attacking, friends? The law. And the fact of the matter is the law impedes the way of the lifestyle that they want to live. And that's why they're so self-condemned, and that's why the wrath of God abides upon these people, because they're at war with God, and it's a war that they will not win, and they're going to end up in hell before they realize that they should have taken heed to the preacher, the fundamentalist preacher, such as Bradley Dean. Love warns, friends. Doesn't wait until you destroy yourself and then talk about what you should have been talked to about. No. Fact of the matter is, friends, these soldiers are coming back. They've been raised up in war. They're being conditioned to attack America if there is martial law. Keep in mind what I just said concerning the homosexuals and how they were used under Adolf Hitler, because it explains why George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump were busy stacking federal government and state government positions, the incumbent, with homosexuals, lesbians, and or transgenders. Okay? We can see history is repeating itself very swiftly because Americans are still stuck on the fact that, well, it's just a theory. I don't know very many people that are saying that anymore, but the fact of the matter is you still get the one or two knuckleheads that refuse to open their eyes. These are the type that you could literally transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it. Why? Because they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is Muslim mosques, military bases in America. And I want you to remember this soldier, this lesbian soldier, because it's important, because I'm going to bring about the correlation throughout the rest of the show. I'm going to show you a video that was played back in 2009. You'll have the audio concerning the 153 cities that are listening and the 53 countries abroad. But I'm going to bring in correlation as to how the homosexuals and the Muslims are being used to what? Kill off political opposition. Who's the political opposition in this country, friends? You and I. If you're a Christian, if you're a patriot and or a conservative, which is a majority of the American people, you need to understand that the enemy is not without, the enemy is within. And again, friends, it comes back to the fact that this is perfect judgment. Folks, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers." Americans, why is it that you have over 35 jihadi camps in America? And for all of you Trumpites, you heard Donald Trump on Todd Starnes' show yesterday talking about how Biden is actually dropping off jihadists in America. Oh, I'm going to bring it, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
So let's get to this. We've got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933. First, let me set a premise here. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check out these videos, I'm going to play the audio as well for the listeners. But the audio video will be available on social media platforms. That will be on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the live feed right above on sonsoflibertymedia.com, our live feed with Rumble. Also, subscribe to the page. You'll get 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. Put that up against John 8:44. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com to get all the information you need, and you can watch us there, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me get to the main topic, friends. When you go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, the Bible says, "The Lord shall, in judgment, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." When you go to verse 63, this is why this happens. "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, which he has and still is, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." Well, the possession is already ours. But what's happening, friends, our southern borders are wide open. And the fact of the matter is they've been wide open for a long time. Nope, the The wall was never built, all of you Trumpites, just so you know. The wall that was built was about 100 miles long. It was a refurbished wall, but yet Donald got up and he told you exactly what you wanted to hear. And because you took it for face value, now you're in a predicament, friends, where you're 10 times worse off than you were back when Donald Trump made his promises. You can rest assured if you want to try my steal, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this really quick. Just seen this yesterday. Todd Starnes, like the guys, got good stuff to talk about, as do most conservatives. But the problem is they're feeding the narrative, again, to divide the American people concerning a right and left, which does not exist constitutionally. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But what did Donald Trump, on Todd Starnes' show, what did he reveal to Todd Starnes? He said terrorists are being dropped off in the USA, Trump tells Starnes. This is brand new. I'll say it again. Just yesterday, this came across the airwaves, friends, as to what's going on in the United States of America. Point man, Donald Trump, the American people still haven't figured out that he's just a part of the problem, but point man, Donald Trump tells us on Todd Starnes' broadcast yesterday that terrorists are being dropped off in the USA. I didn't say it. For all of you Trumpites, man, I mean, outside of the fact that there's no truth in him, at least listen to what he has to say here. Because in his confusion, he is blurting out the truth. He's telling you today what is happening. Folks, you are being set up for the fall. This is all by design. And it's not by design of the bad guys. It's by design of a just and a holy God that is allowing man to be caught in his own sin to bring about judgment. Why? Because he, the Lord, will establish righteousness through the judgment that he's going to bring upon this country. Now, if you go over, and I want you to see this for yourself again so you can understand as to what's at play here. The bad guys think that they're having their way when in fact they're not. They're just being used. All men are the Lord's servants. But it says by Paul Warburg, he's one of the architects of the Federal Reserve, unconstitutional. He said, we will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that the government will achieve by conquest or by consent. Well, we conceive that it's not by conquest, or it's not by consent of the American people. They are pushing through forced compliance measures to create that war so the people respond so they can create a new order out of that which is being created concerning the chaos. Okay? Now, what I want to show you is I want to bring you over to that of what Adolf Hitler did with the use of the Muslims, because we're going to be talking about the 35 jihadi camps that are here in America today. We just heard from a lesbian who's in the American military who threatened the American people if there is martial law. We were just told by Donald Trump on Todd Starnes' show that Joe Biden is in fact dropping off jihadist terrorists in America. Okay? This, again, is all by design. And why? What would you expect from someone that commits the act of treason against you, friends? Well, you're going to eat the fruit of his treason, aren't you? Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48, friends, and that's exactly what we're going to see here. It's exactly what's poking its head out right now. It's exactly what's surfacing in the United States of America. I want to show you the purpose of those 35 jihadi camps in America, making correlation to that of Adolf Hitler again. Okay? During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East. Keep in mind, they were appointed. They were stacked on the Homeland Security, okay, by Barack Hussein Obama. This all happened after September 11th. Keep in mind, friends, George Bush, W. Bush, said, if you're not for us, then you're for the terrorists. In other words, if you don't get corralled into pins in which we want to set a new world order and the patterns of the new world order, then you're against us. They've been saying this for a long time. Matter of fact, his daddy called for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. But let's go back and keep in mind the one that called for a new world order, George H.W. Bush, his daddy was Prescott Bush. We all know about him being indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Okay, look who's still there, friends. The offspring of these war criminals. Let me go back. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Adolf Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specifically formed Muslim Waffen SS Heeresgar division. Heeresgar, by the way, is a German scimitar.
a sword, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops for the Ottoman Empire, okay? Today, America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood advocate Barack Hussein Obama, this is back sometime, to be in a position of power similar to that which Adolf Hitler used concerning the Muslims. Let me say it this way so I can get over to this video. What you need to understand, friends, is the Muslims were used to kill off political opposition concerning those that wanted to establish a global order through the Third Reich back in the 30s. That's still as to what's in play here today. We just highlighted, friends, I didn't. Someone brought this to our attention just about 2.5 weeks ago, that Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, his grandchildren are in fact responsible for having stock in vaccine passports. And don't forget about what took place, friends, back in the 30s, Adolf Hitler's last move to strip the people in Germany of their God-given rights. That was a Weimar Republic, for the record. We are a constitutional republic. What he did is it took him 6 years after he attacked his own Reichstag to undo the constitution in Germany to further assail his people. Okay? So what did he do? Well, he came up with a version of what you're seeing today through the CDC and corrupt politicians, governors, and mayors, and what they used was medical tyranny. And what was their slogan? For your safety. What is the slogan today? For your safety. So we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. And why was that? Because the people didn't deal with the corruption. If you remember rightly, Operation Paperclip, our government took over 1,600 Nazi SS war criminals and brought them here into America. Now we're dealing with their grandchildren because the people didn't keep their eyes open. Of course, it was just a conspiracy theory back then, too. Well, we're living the reality of that conspiracy now, are we not? Yes, we are. And we again need to come back to terms, friends, as to what's taking place here. Remember, George Bush said, Senior, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror. Nope, they are the ones that create it. Today, the new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different than the one that we're used to and the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, guess when he said this, friends, listen carefully. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned, said Roosevelt. George Bush Sr. said that on September 11th, 1990. Did you hear what I said? September 11th, 1990. Okay. I also want to go back, and you know what? I'm just gonna unload on you as I take it in stride here, because there is a lot of information, and I believe I can get it all done within the hour here. But I also want you to understand that November 30th of 2017, I wrote Muslim mosques, military bases in America, and then I gave you a quote by Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This was the Turkish president. Why are they bringing them here into America? Why are there 35 jihadi camps in this country? And let me ask you another question, all of you Trumpites. Why did Donald Trump x3 fund Muslim organizations in America? Who reported that? Judicial Watch. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Cities across America are imposing new vaccine mandates, not only on their citizens, but on members of law enforcement as well. One America's Pearson Sharp spoke to Officer Veronica Salcedo of the LAPD, who says the mandates are a violation of their civil rights.
It appears that not only are we subject to being defunded, demoralized, discredited by our own department and by the city council, but at this point our own freedoms are being sacrificed in order to appease political movement and influence at forcing us to get these vaccines.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat who's been outspoken on antitrust issues, expressed concern to the Transportation Department on Friday that a partnership between American Airlines and JetBlue Airways would lead to higher airfares. This is USA Radio News. The Border Patrol is seizing unimaginable amounts of fentanyl and other drugs. U.S. Representative Diana Harshbarger, Republican of Tennessee, says overdoses are spiking amid the border crisis.
These drugs are being walked in just like the people are being walked in, and these are coming from Mexico. These are analogs, and most of the fentanyl comes from China. And if you don't put, you know, speculation and you don't put legislation on these people bringing the drugs in, they're going to keep flowing. They're walking down the roads that we built to build the wall.
The U.S. Department of Justice is in talks with Huawei and its chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou's lawyers about an agreement that could allow her to return to China, the Globe and Mail reported on Friday, citing Canadian sources. The U.S. is prepared to end an extradition request and criminal proceedings against Meng if she pleads guilty and pays a hefty fine. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I just got this. As you're listening to the propaganda outlets, I have this right here, my friends. Just sent over to me from TrueNews.com. A friend of mine, Rick Wiles, over there, just highlighted the fact that it's not Islam killing Afghan Christians. The U.S. Department, the State Department, is killing Christians. Now, some people will say that's outlandish, but let me ask you a question. Who sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies? That's equivalent to 18 states. Concerning the populations. Islam is not killing Afghan Christians. The U.S. State Department is killing Christians. This just off the press concerning that of Rick Wiles' True News. Also keep in mind, John McAfee, you know, the guy that did all of the safety, security, computer overview systems for our government. Remember about a week and a half before he died? Remember he told us in an interview, which had nothing to do with the topics that were being asked, but he wanted to bring them forward concerning the topics that needed to be told to the American people. He said that when he opened up the back end of the computers concerning our government, he found out that it was our State Department that was trafficking children. Same thing that's happening over in Afghanistan right now. He told us this right before he died, that the State Department was trafficking children, okay, here and abroad. And he also said that it's our government that's doing the drug dealing. Of course they are. Just ask Mr. Kentucky representative friends, Mitch McConnell, who was busted with over 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's ship called the Ping Mei. And you didn't hear that from the mainstream media. Nope, they cover for their own friends. That's the conspirators covering for the big guy, protecting them from the little guy. Okay, the mob, as they call us. But this is insane what's going on here, friends. But I just wanted to shoot from the hip. I want to get over to this video. Oh, and I wanted to highlight this one more time, too. For all of those that don't understand how this game is being played, here we have Donald Trump on Todd Starnes' show. Terrorists are being dropped off in USA, Trump tells Starnes, right? Okay, but what they didn't share with you, and I did when I got it from Tom Fitton's organization, was this. That if you're on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media, or before it's news.com on the right side or on the top left side of the page, you can see these documents. This is directly from Judicial Watch's page, Tom Fitton's page, a well-respected outfit. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups tripled under Donald Trump. Okay, so what is he doing? Well, this is what the American people don't get. He's playing volleyball. He's playing the good guy, bad guy. He's playing one way in front of the people, but behind closed doors, he's funding your enemies. When are you going to wake up to the fact that the game, folks, is being played by the good and the bad? They win, you lose every time. This is why the American people need justice, Isaiah 26:9, upon the heads of the wicked. Quit playing the fool for these people, friends. Serious. As I've said before, I don't like being lied to, and I don't like you being lied to either. That's why I'm telling you the truth, because it's the truth that's going to make men free, not the lie, and not Donald Trump or your favorite politician. Okay? Let's get to this. This is Sean Hannity's piece that he did back in 2009. Okay? See, this is how they do and get away with what they get away with because of the short-term memories of the American people. You ready for this? This was in 2009.
50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. Who could reach us?
They're being used just like Adolf Hitler used them. Your government's doing the same thing today in America. Same exact thing.
Or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are, you can reach us.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers...
Quit playing the fool, Americans.
Including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar, and you're a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
And Martin Moyer now joins us.
2009.
In the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghilani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina, to the west coast, Seattle, Washington, Hancock, New York, down to Texas.
Knowing the extremism that you're talking about, that he advocates here, and this is not in dispute, correct?
No, it's not in dispute.
Then why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open?
Well, we spent 2.5 years investigating this group, and during that time we interviewed law enforcement about why these facilities are allowed to exist in the United States. We got a host of reasons, but the number one reason is they are protected by the U.S. Constitution and they are protected by state constitutions.
Folks, just for the record, no, they are not protected. I just need to stop this right here. They are not protected by the U.S. Constitution. Are you kidding me? Terrorists are afforded asylum in America?
Folks, this is why we have the issues that we have today. How ridiculous, how ignorant, what an ignorant statement. Put that up against Hosea 4:6.
In trying to shut these groups down.
Right. I want you to explain to our audience here, because you're describing this particular man, his involvement, you say, in the Daniel Pearl, you know, beheading. How certain are you that every one of those compounds shares the radical views?
We went to seven of these compounds. We had the Soldiers of Allah videotape, which your viewers just watched. And we said, we're going to set out on a mission. We're going to visit the seven compounds we were aware of and ask their leaders to watch this tape, either accept or reject Sheikh Jalani's call to be an Islamic guerrilla warfare training camp. None of them rejected that tape.
How is he connected specifically to each and every compound?
Well, each and every compound is owned by a group called Muslims of America. Muslims of America in the United States.
Muslims of America.
Is their American name for a group based in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fukra.
Which is the one that he is, and these are his words, and this is what his advocacy is. So in other words, let me guess, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, so that when you went to these seven compounds, of the 35, if they were to condemn the statements of him, that would mean to them what? For them what?
Actually, none of them would condemn him. These people believe Sheikh Jalani is a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, that he speaks for the Prophet Muhammad. They follow him with utmost loyalty. They believe basically he is speaking for the word of Allah. They will not condemn him. They will not criticize him. That's what we learned. As a matter of fact, in one camp in Jessup, Georgia, one of the leaders watched the Soldiers of Allah videotape and said, what's wrong with Sheikh Jalani setting up paramilitary training camps inside the United States? I encourage your viewers to watch this tape. Just see what happens.
Do you think Jalani's facilities in the U.S. are planning attacks on American cities? It's almost unimaginable in a post 9/11 world that could exist. You're saying you think that they're planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against Americans.
Not only do I believe that, not only will people watch this documentary believe that, but even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones based in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We've had law enforcement tell us they have weapons of mass destruction that they...
What kind of weapons of mass destruction?
Well, in some cases, I can't even tell you, Sean, because the confidential information that was given to me by these particular law enforcement officials.
So you're saying without a doubt you could look in these cameras tonight and tell the American people that there are terrorist training camps on our soil, we're not doing anything about it, and they're planning and they will hit America?
I would say without a doubt Al-Qaeda would love to have such compounds that range from 25 acres to 300 acres sitting on American soil, right, in order to hide terrorists, hide weapons, and train future jihadists for the United States. It's shocking.
Mr. Moore, it's shocking. Thank you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show you what, in fact, Donald Trump failed to deal with, what Barack Hussein Obama failed to deal with, what George W. Bush failed to deal with. Folks, are we all just going to sit here and pretend like we don't know who the responsible party is? I mean, the Lord said this is exactly what's going to happen to a nation that forgets about him. Exactly, verbatim. I just read it. Also, check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Read Leviticus 26, 15 to the end of the chapter. This is the hand of God upon a nation that refuses to disobey him. And look at the correlation between the American people allowing over 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day being murdered to 18 governors in the United States that want to open the floodgates to them from the Middle East. You're worried about what the Muslims will do to you? Do you see what your said... I'm not going to call them abortion doctors. These murders, Proverbs 6:17, in the United States, they're dismembering babies. They're selling their body parts on the black market. This has all been verified. As a matter of fact, if you haven't seen this, the very guy that exposed Planned Parenthood for the crimes that they've been committing against innocence, crimes against nature, right? It's interesting to note that he is being charged with seven felonies now for exposing Planned Parenthood. This is backwards judgments, Isaiah 59, and this is what happens to a nation that refuses to obey the living God. He's going to get your attention.
He's got your full attention now at the gate, doesn't he? Yep. I would strongly suggest, America, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I sit and look at some of the comments of you people, I gotta say this. Listen, we're allied by the Spirit of Christ, Ephesians 4, one nation under God. But when I see people that call themselves the children of God, giving voice to the enemy, you know what? You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, you know, these restrictions will never end. Nope, they end when you put them to an end. See, that is the commandments of God. They're not suggestions, they're commandments. But if you want to sit there and tuck tail and capitulate and bend the knee before the tyrants, you go ahead and do that. But that is not scriptural, nor is it the Spirit of Christ. You're biblically illiterate, you're constitutionally illiterate, and you know nothing of our forefathers. That's why you don't know where you're going is because you don't know where you came from. And what do? You add strength to the enemy every step of the way. Wow, wow, wow. Well, folks, I just played it for you. 2009. Your borders are wide open. Just so you know, the enemy within is now trying to disarm you. Oh, and you can rest assured, mark it down. Go ahead and write down the date. There's another wave of tyranny coming in. Another one's coming. Just go ahead and mark my words. Mark them. Why? Because the American people are on the tail end of dealing with corruption while the world's in defiance towards the tyrants that be. Let me get back to this, just to stick to the topic here. Muslim mosques, military bases in America. When I was watching a video from
former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001, or at least that's what they would have you believe. Remember, 50% of the New Yorkers believe that it was our government that did it. Okay. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think of a foreign country established military bases here in America? Don't forget about your government planting 737 bases all over the world. Okay? We have no constitutional authority in doing so, but you've allowed your said representatives to do just that. I go on. Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same exact thing as to what we're doing in their countries. Okay? Now, I can give you quote after quote. I'll just give you a couple of them. This is Hassan Albana. He said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Wow. Omar Ahmad, the founder of Council on American Islamic Relations, said, Islam isn't America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. This is the head of the Council on American Islamic Relations. There is none. Okay, put that up against Judges 5:8. The Lord said that when you allow other gods within the gate, which are not gods, there's going to be war. Judges 5:8, read it. Mustafa Carroll, care director in Houston, Texas, said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Whoa. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States has now jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 mosques in the year 2000. Wow. Lord's going to get your attention one way or another, isn't it? Hey, all of you Christians, read your Bible because you will find what I'm telling you happens to disobedient people. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. It's a siege, slow takeover. Deuteronomy 28:43. Notice how the Muslims are using the same method as the homosexuals. Play the victim, attack. Play the victim, attack. Play the victim, attack. It's called the religion of peace, right? Well, if you go to the Quran, you're going to find out just the exact opposite. And slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they have expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Okay, I got a whole list of verses from the Quran right in front of me. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them. How they are perverted. Quran 9:30. Okay. Quran 22 verse 19, but those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire poured upon them, heads with will be scalding water. I mean, folks, just unthinkable stuff. Here, I want to show you this list really quick, and I want to take some phone calls here today, okay? I could go on for another 2 hours just concerning this topic. Did you know that since 1972, we have had terror attacks on American soil? 10 members of a local mosque in a false alarm and then ambush responding officers killing one. This was in 1972 in New York. Let me just jump up just a little bit randomly. Hanaf Muslims stormed three buildings, including a Banai berth, to hold 134 people hostage. At least two innocents were shot and one died. That was in 1977. The list goes on. An honor killing, a Muslim father kills his wife and attacks his two daughters with a knife and hammer because he feared that they had been sexually molested. This is in Scottsville, New York, 2004. Folks, there's literally, I'm guessing 150 different attacks that I have right in front of me. I don't have time, I'm guessing though. Could be 100. I don't have time to cover all of these, but what I will do is I will post this article to the live feed even now while I have you live, and you can go ahead and check out all of these attacks on American soil. So this is nothing new, okay? This is nothing new. They're just testing their steel to see how far that they can go with the American people. And apparently they feel comfortable enough to go ahead and establish 35 jihadi camps in America. I mean, after all, the American people have allowed treasonous individuals to occupy the people's White House, telling them one thing, doing just the exact opposite, as I've shared with you over and over and over again. But if the American people don't want to listen to the truth that makes them free, John 8:32, well, then you can fall to judgment. I can't do anything more for you. Your blood is off my hands, period. I'm going to take Jay Brown from Attica, Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Now, how you doing there, Brother Bradley?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you there, partner. What's going on with you, Brother Jay?
Trucking a load of eggs from Illinois to Louisville. I'm going through in my home state of Indiana right now.
Okay.
Anyway, I had something that the timing of this was really eerie. About 15 minutes before I got the notification on Facebook that your show was on, is I saw a Indiana Senator Mike Braun that they're shipping those Afghan refugees into Camp Atterbury, which is south of Indianapolis.
Yep.
Preventing.
Yep. That's why I said this whole Afghanistan thing is nothing more than distraction. It gives them a green light to compassionate, ignorant Americans to accept more of these people because they just drank in the propagandist narrative once again, and that to their own demise. They don't realize that they're stacking the cards against the American people, and the American people would have their eyes closed. Well, then again, I can only do so much, my friend. But go on. Say on, my friend.
Yeah, they need to open their eyes, that's for sure. I'm trying to get them open, but, you know, it is what it is, so.
Can't do anything more, can we?
No, I'm not letting this stuff faze me. I'm pressing on, I'm trucking on, so.
Amen.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, that's right in my backyard, you know, there's a few hills that separate Atterbury from where I live, but then you got Bloomington, which, you know, they're trying to push the daggone vaccines and stuff.
Yep. Different topic, Jay. Will you do me a favor? I got another phone call. Go ahead, give us a call again. I appreciate your phone call. Did not mean to cut you short. We have 1 minute left. We have Karen calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Karen?
Oh, hey, this is great information, but I thought I was reaching Dr. Gooden's line. That's what he said online.
No, Dr. Dean. Dr. Oh. Dean is who you have. I'm just playing with you, but no, ma'am. Okay, well, then you know what? We'll just go ahead and cut there. Thank you for listening in. Folks, again, I'm trying to shake you awake. I can do nothing more, nothing less. Do not play the fool concerning what's going on here. There's much talk of another false flag attack. We know that the borders are wide open. Don't just look at the southern border. Pay attention to what Justin Trudeau is doing in Canada, their friends. He's entertaining their sworn enemies. Many people believe that they're staging attack from the north as well. But you better know, friends, that what is taking place is the fruit of a just and a holy God who will not tolerate his people that claim to be his people, those that take his name in vain. He said, thou shalt not take his name in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. I would suggest that the American people take a look at the Ten Commandments, realize their sin is before a just and a holy God, and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Your blood is off my hands. I can do no more than what I've done. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.